tiny Shih Tzu. That would be the best. If it was like a tiny ass dog and it had like the biggest bark. The dog.
Damn it, Cujo! My worst made me feel like I would never try again.
I'm recording, so whenever you're ready, we can.
So, what's happening?
Get into the mix.
What's going on? What's up with your life? Oh, look, it's 2. Ah. It's 2:22, but now
it did. 2:22:22. I know, I didn't want to give it to us.
Change it to 2:23.
Fuck you.
Come closer, give you all my love if you treat me right.
You know what I realized? Last week we didn't have any drinks on the podcast. I didn't realize this. I knew this. But this week is going okay. I feel like I'm doing much better this week than I was last week. No crunching. You be done with that.
No ice allowed.
No ice allowed.
That's like when people that chew gum and you're like, why do I hear you chewing on your fucking podcast?
Hey honey, no chewing.
We're eating chips. Like the ones that actually eat like food as a part of their podcast. I'm just like, I have to hear you chewing?
You don't like that ASMR?
Ugh, that's awful. It's like the worst.
That's the worst ASMR ever.
Bad ASMR. Like that lady. There's this lady that eats pickles. Oh my God, Sunny. I swear. I am like, I hate you for even coming up with a concept of eating pickles.
On a podcast?
No, she does it on YouTube. Into a microphone.
Oh God.
And it's like, it's the most disgusting sound.
No.
I'm just like, I want to kill her.
Somebody should kill her.
She has like millions of followers on YouTube.
Listening to her eat pickles.
Eat pickles. It's awful. It is awful. And I'm just like, and like, it's this black lady. And like, she'll be like, okay. And like, she'll like, and she, you just watch her. She pulls the pickle out of the jar and it's big pickles. It's not like a little pickle. Mm-hmm. And it's just awful. Ugh. I'm like, why do people do this to themselves? I mean, people like that sound. It's awful.
Okay. Let's not listen to people eat pickles.
Mm-mm. Don't eat it. Like juicy stuff, like apples.
Slurps and
mangoes, no. Like anything that has anything that's juicy. Mm-mm. I don't want to hear you eat it. I get mad when Norman eats salad next to me. I don't want to hear his crunchy.
Dude, I used to, this guy used to sit by me. And he would, like, eat his lunch at his desk, which we all did. But he would eat a salad and just crunch, 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 smack, smack. I was just like, dude, I have to put headphones on and not listen to him just. But it did make me want to, like,
punch him in the throat.
Yeah.
Like,
cause bodily harm.
It, like, literally enrages me. Like, and that's it. There's actually a, it's a mental issue. Like, what is it called? It is. It's a.
It offends me.
It's an actual like a syndrome, mm-hmm. or a. It has a term, a psychological term.
That's funny.
When
you can't stand listening to people eat.
Yeah, the sound of. Let me see. The sound of people eating enrages you.
It's just called rage.
No, it has a term. Misophonia. That's what it's called. It's okay. Misophonia. I actually wrote a piece about it for Medium. It's called Misophonia.
Well, we all got it.
And eating, chewing, like loud breathing, stuff like that. It's called Misophonia. It's like, it does something to a part of your brain.
It makes you turn into a psycho. You're about to get punched in the neck.
Yeah, it like triggers like centers in your brain that like literally cause rage.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
I will go on 28 Days Later because of this movie.
You're great.
Yeah, 28 Days Later. Because of this movie. Because of that sound.
There it is. Okay, cool. How was your week?
Well, I spent my week trying to make jewelry. Or I should say making jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to build up my Etsy store and my Jimsby stores.
Is that another website? Jimsby?
Yeah, Jimsby is, it's just for jewelry or like gemstone dealers, dealers and like jewelers. Mm-hmm. It's for jewelry, like people who make jewelry, people who buy jewelry. So their audience is just jewelry buyers or jewelry makers or jewelry, you know.
Aficionados.
Something like that, yeah. There's a couple of things on Jimsby that I did not put on Etsy. Right now, neither one has had any freaking customers, like, make purchases, so.
I'll add a link to the show notes, and then, you know, if you guys are interested in some of Brandy's work and supporting her and stuff that she does, I'm going to include a link to the website.
I put them on the blog.
I saw that. I saw the Geo and Grace and Beauty's Biscuits on the blog. Have you guys checked out our blog? Go to our website, bookoflivespodcast.com. And now there's a tab there directly for the blog, and Brandy is curating that and putting up the info on the blog. So there's an article up there now, and then you'll probably be doing another one for this episode, Brandy?
Yep.
Okay, so then there'll be another one. Once you guys hear this, there should be two posts, right? That's what it's called.
Yeah. You know what, though? So I use the automatic post, like, there, you know, you can set it to post at whatever time you want it to.
Mm-hmm.
And I scheduled it to post at midnight, you know, on Tuesday night, right? Midnight. Mm-hmm. Or Wednesday, Monday, midnight, whatever the hell, you know, Tuesday morning at midnight.
Mm-hmm. When this episode drops.
Yeah, and it didn't fucking post. So then I had to go, like, I went to check it, and at, like, 6 p.m. that night, I had to actually physically manually post it. I was pissed. I was like, what is the purpose?
What is the point of this?
Of having the schedule feature if it didn't work. So maybe I wasn't paying attention. I'm hoping that's the case. I just wasn't paying attention to the time.
I've definitely done that before.
But I was just like, that's super annoying.
I'm disappointed.
But other than that, how was your week?
Okay. My week was better. My week was definitely way better than the previous one. We did go for two walks this week, like, you know, with some people doing our social distance walking around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And, like, the neighborhoods are so eerie. It's just a bunch of people walking around or on bikes and walking their dogs, and that's all we really can do, which is fine. So we got out. I took both of the girls. That was good. We were gardening in the back, throwing around the softball, kicking around the soccer ball. Gardening. I was able to get up a YouTube video on my Sunny's Garden page.
Oh, that's fun.
So I got a video up yesterday. And just working on my businesses and stuff and just trying to maintain some normalcy and some regularity on, you know, the stuff that I do on the regular basis. And I do a lot, and I feel like I have to just stay busy, and I'm kind of tiring myself out, and I need to slow down a little bit and give myself more of a break.
What? So you're basically overworking yourself?
I work all the time. I'm always working.
When you're supposed to be social distancing.
Not social distancing. I mean, like, working
you're
at home.
You're supposed to be physically distancing.
We're not working at home. Like, I'll be in the back. I'm pulling weeds. I'm planting something.
Uh-huh.
I'm, you know, tending to the chickens. I'm making biscuits. I'm packaging biscuits. I'm cleaning the kitchen. I'm doing laundry. It's always something to do. And, you know, versus being at home versus working, when I was working at a desk.
Yeah.
And I wasn't on my feet, and I wasn't moving around doing this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
I always felt like when I was home, I was working more. And we have to...
Because you're, like, standing and, like,
yeah,
moving from here to there.
Exactly.
Whatever.
And it's like, if I feel like if I don't do it, it won't get done. Or I'll have to, like, ask someone to do it, which I need to start delegating more. But this week was good. I'm in better spirits this week.
Hmm.
How are all y'all doing out there? How was y'all week? Yeah? Really?
Hmm.
No. Well, let's get into it. So, hey, I am Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleeks.
And this is Book of Lies. The podcast.
Yeah.
And hey, guys. New listeners, existing listeners, any listener, hello, and welcome to the show.
Yeah.
And thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. We really appreciate you. And if we aren't already connected, connect with us on social media.
Yep.
You can hit us up on Instagram at Book of Lies Podcast, on Twitter at Book of Lies Pod, And you can always visit our website where there's much more information about what we got going on. Like I just said, we have a blog, we have a Teespring store, and there's also a link to our Patreon. So if you want to connect with us on Patreon, we have a few bonus episodes on there, some extra content, and we send y'all stickers and love letters every month. And it's just, you know, supports the show, keeps the lights on. We have different tiers, $2, $5, $10, whatever you have to give. If you have it in your heart, send it our way. We could really use it. Yeah. So,
we're poor.
We're poor.
Help me, I'm poor.
Help me, I'm poor. Uh-huh. Or visit one of our stores. You can visit Brandy's Etsy store, Geo Grace. You can
Geo
visit
and Grace.
Geo and Grace. You can visit beautiesbiscuits.com.
Where, and actually, they go to geoandgrace.com. It'll take them there, too. They can click the shop link.
Great. Or you can visit beautiesbiscuits.com, where you could order some healthy dog biscuits right to your door. I'm sure some of you guys are home with your fur babies now, and they're farting all over the place, and I'm sure it smells terrible. So visit www.beautiesbiscuits.com, and I will send y'all some dog biscuits, and those poots will go away.
Poots.
Use offer code LIES for 15% off. LIES.
Yeah.
Brandy, what are we talking about today?
Well, today we're going to be talking about two things, because I feel this is important. We're going to discuss the scams that are currently going on around surrounding the COVID-19.
Okay.
And then we're going to talk about the adventure that is Tiger King.
Tiger King.
The show on Netflix.
Dude.
Because this shit is bonkers.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Bananas.
There's a bunch of scams going on right now surrounding coronavirus, a.k.a. COVID-19. And if you're still using the title novel coronavirus or novel coronavirus, don't, because that's old. They're not calling it novel anymore. It's called COVID-19 or simply coronavirus. So, I have actually been seeing, and Sunny got one, an email, a phishing email, basically, is what it is. So, what did yours say, Sunny? What did your email say?
So, it was an email. It was attempting to seem like it came from iTunes, because I am an Apple user. And it was like, it pretty much said that I had been billed for an annual subscription for MLB from an unknown device. And if I thought this was fishy or questioned it or wanted a refund, to download the PDF and open it up on my, you know, on my email. And I was like, not today, Satan. I don't think so. Anytime, like if you're an Apple user, you get so many different types of notifications and alerts for logins on using your iTunes ID. When you download something, you get a different type of email. I got an email come. And I was a part of a group email also. Like, pay attention to the address that they send it to and the address that it comes from also. That was a dead giveaway. And it was like, hey, if you question this, open this email, open this link. Fuck click you. This link. Not even.
Yeah. I'm in a group for Etsy sellers and jewelry makers and all this stuff. Well, this one particular group member also got an email. It was Amazon. She got an email that was claiming to be from Amazon, and they were saying that she had ordered something and that her order was delayed, and if she didn't want the order, that she could cancel it. She just had to call or click. She had to click a link, just like them. And so she said that she called Amazon because she didn't remember ordering anything. That was the first thing. She called Amazon and they were like, no, that's a scam. So again, don't click links that you guys are getting in the mail. If you're getting any emails in the mail that is telling you to click a link.
Emails in the mail.
Emails in the mail, yes. If you're getting emails that don't, you know, that don't seem right, like, oh, your card has been used. Because that was what she said, that that her card was used. They read her off, like, because it gave her a number to call. She called the number. They read her off the last four numbers of her credit card that was on her account that was supposedly had been used. and a bunch of information that was like, you know, the verifying questions information. Also, don't give that information to anybody. And so she was like, it didn't seem right to her. She called Amazon directly, the Amazon phone number, and they told her it's a scam. So
that, be vigilant, people.
Yeah, people are phishing. It's phishing is what it is. They're trying to get your information. They want you to click a link, and they'll probably have you enter a bunch of information, a bunch of your personal information. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Another one is this undelivered goods, and this is, here's the thing, sellers online claim that they have products that are in demand, like toilet paper, hand sanitizer, rubbing alcohol, things that, you know, are hard to find right now in the stores. Mm-hmm. And, like bleach, I couldn't find bleach anywhere. So bleach, things like that. You could, and they tell you to place an order. So like you can actually go to a website and they'll send you to their website where you go online, you place your order, put your credit card information, and then you don't get anything. They don't send you crap. They took your money and they don't have the items. They're not sending you anything.
Or like on Amazon, they'll still offer it. And then once you get to the checkout, it's like it's going to be delivered in 2 months.
But that's not a scam. You're still going to get your items.
I want my shit now. Don't you?
These
scam
people
me.
Are taking your money. They're not. They don't intend to send you anything. They don't have anything. They're not a real store. They're fake. Okay. They just are taking your money.
That sucks. Guess what, guys? The scammers, they're on quarantine too. And they ain't got nothing better to do except get your money. This is it. Like this yeah. is this is another people, day for them.
People
used
are
to this.
Yeah. And the problem is that people are doing what they call panic shopping. Mm-hmm. So if they can't find something in their local store, they might go online to look for it. The right website that might be a scam website might tell you, I have 100 of these items that you want, and you're trying to buy them all. And you put in your credit card information, and now you're spending $500 on some bleach or whatever that you're never going to see.
You're never going to see the bleach. That sucks.
Exactly. So be wary. A lot of times what you can do is go to whois.com.
Whois, yeah.
Yeah, go to whois, and you can see who owns it, how long it's been registered. If it's a brand new site, like literally they registered it 6 weeks ago, and they're offering bleach or like items that are unavailable in the stores, they probably don't have them. Unless they're the jerks that went and bought up all the stuff so they could try to sell
it. Those people are getting so much hate right now, and they're like, I didn't know what to do. Look, I didn't think that was going
to
happen.
They have to set up their own stores now because they can't buy it. They can't sell it on Amazon and eBay.
Well, you can't sell your bullshit here. No price gouging.
There's fake charities that are going on right now as well. And that is, you know, people are setting up GoFundMes, or not even a GoFundMe, like an actual charity that is not a real charity, for coronavirus research.
Coronavirus research.
Uh-huh.
Stop it.
Again, it's going to take like at least a year before there's a vaccine.
Right.
So they set up fake charities saying that it's
fastest vaccine ever.
Coronavirus research, or yeah, help us find a vaccine, or, you know, something along those lines.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're trying to donate to people who have been, or not trying to donate, but they're saying, claiming they're raising funds for people who have been diagnosed with coronavirus, stuff like that.
Okay.
Again, look into these charities. Do your research. You can, there is a website that actually does verify charities. Because you can't just set up a charity today and then have it be functioning tomorrow. Mm-hmm. They actually have to go through a process and be vetted by, I believe it's a national organization. A lot of charities are most charities are regulated because they have a non-profit status, so they don't pay taxes. So the government watches them.
And fake corona.
Right. So, you know, and if you come across these again, report them to the FTC because they're the people who monitor these things and who can get these websites and this kind of stuff shut down. Fake emails, texts, and phishing. Again, text messages, emails that are saying your credit card information has been used or your account, something's wrong with your account. Click this link. Do this, do that. Don't don't do that. Just ignore it or report it to the FTC. Everything I'm telling you, report it. You can always report. If you suspect that somebody is trying to take your money and that they are a scam, you can report them to the FTC. Right now, there are robocalls going out, too. They are pitching, and it's usually elderly people, on coronavirus testing.
Oh, God.
So, yeah.
Because, I mean, if you guys don't know right now, or depending on when you're listening to this, it is very difficult for the regular person to get tested if they are, you know, positive with COVID-19.
If they're symptom-free, they're not going to test you. If you're symptom-free, they're not going to test you. And even if you have symptoms, some places still won't test you. I know a person who went to the emergency room the other night because she was having stabbing chest pains, and they diagnosed her with pneumonia in one of her lungs. So they had to do a test. The results don't come back for 2 days. So okay. Hopefully, I don't know if she's been updated about her status, but at the time she was wondering where to go get tested. They, I guess, tested her in the emergency room or the urgent care, wherever she went. Testing supplies are limited, so it's hard for you to get a test. And if you don't have symptoms, they're not going to test you. They were talking about a guy on the news who was pissed because his wife passed from the virus and they wouldn't test him.
Oh, yeah, we mentioned him last week.
Yeah, there was another one. There was a whole family of people who they had their mom
in New Jersey
died, and they wouldn't test the family. So it's just stuff like that. It's hard to get a testing, and if you're getting a call that's telling you they're offering testing and they're asking you for information,
you're going to give it.
Yeah, you might be tempted to do that. Don't. Because all they're going to do is scam you out of some money or maybe your personal information, steal your identity, who knows. So, avoid them at all costs. And along those lines are the Medicare scams that are offering free testing to the elderly. And it's not free testing, number one, because they're going to ask you for your Medicare information.
Yep. Nothing's free, guys.
And if they're asking you for your Medicare information, that should be a red flag for you to say, okay, gotta go. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. You called me, bitch.
It's not free. And if it's free, they don't need any information other than your name and maybe a number to reach you at so they can give you your test results. That is all. So, and again, nothing is free. So
one thing I will say, we have Kaiser for our insurance, and throughout this whole, you know, situation where they're not bringing patients in to hospitals and doctor's offices and everything's over the phone, mm-hmm. I love that I can call Kaiser's appointment and advice hotline, and then I have a doctor calling me, like, within, like, an hour.
Is it a doctor or a nurse practitioner?
I talked to a doctor the other day because Brinley's eczema was flaring up, and I forget, like, how bad her eczema is. And she was like, well, you know, do you have Aquaphor? And I was like, oh, yeah, duh, we have Aquaphor. She was like, you need to use that, dum-dum.
Well, I guess I thought that I had escaped that with Gracie because mm-hmm. Jumani had it real bad, too.
Yeah.
Gracie has it as well.
Oh, yeah, like, her hands are so dry.
But Norman's hands get like that, too. Yeah. But he washes his hands every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's what he was doing way before this even started. So his hands were always like that, especially in the wintertime.
Yeah.
His hands were always like that. But now hers are starting to get like that. Well, they're not like that right now, but they were because he forces her to wash her hands like he washes his hands.
Well, what the doctor was telling me was, like, they'll have it, and, like, as they get older, their flare-ups come back. And it's just like, you have to just be consistent with, you know, the ointment type of moisturizer, because lotions just have oil, like alcohol in it.
And
it does nothing for her skin. That's why she just is always...
It evaporates the moisture. Like, there's certain alcohols that are supposed to be moisturizing, mm-hmm. but again, if water-based, and then, like, it has to have, like, yeah, some sort of, like, oil in it to seal the moisture in.
And, No, Bren needs the Aquaphor because she had, like, this little rash on her butt.
Aquaphor is water-based.
Oh, well.
That's why it's Aquaphor.
Well, I don't know. Whatever. I had to put that on her little tuchus, then her butt's fine now.
Yeah. But, yeah, she just has it on her hands. She had a little bit on her legs, but it wasn't, like, nearly as bad as
well, the bag bomb works, too. I put some of that on Brenly, and that worked well, too.
Yeah. Okay, so the, again, at all times, if you suspect that somebody's a scammer, if it's an email, if it's a phone call, if it's a somebody coming to your door asking you for information, whatever it is, report them to the federal...
I'm reporting you to the FTC.
Report them, yes, report them to the Federal Trade Commission because they will investigate it because they're trying to keep this stuff from happening.
It's still happening. People aren't giving up. And now that we are super anxious and on high alert and nervous about everything, the attacks are going to keep on coming for your information. So just be aware. Everything Brandy said is right. And we love you guys. Trying to keep you safe. Sorry.
On to the fun stuff.
On to the fun stuff. Okay.
Okay. Again, everybody and their grandma right now on Facebook is watching
the
show.
Everybody is watching the show.
Because it is a, it really is a wild ride. So we're talking about...
Hi, this is Mouse.
I'm Weens.
And we are two sisters with the Mouse and Weens podcast.
Nice and clear.
Come take a listen.
It's fun.
We talk about life, love, and pubic hair.
Sick.
And all sorts of fun family memories and
stuff.
Yeah.
Come on.
We're on all the platforms. And we hope you take a listen.
Bye.
Bye.
Suck it.
Tiger King. And at, I was, when I saw the little promos on Netflix for it, I was like, I'm not going to watch this shit.
Right.
Like, what the hell are the, like, you know, I'm all for a true crime show, mm-hmm. but this seemed like a circus.
And it is a circus, but it's great. Cause I was the same, like I started watching it last week and, I've just been like watching an episode at a time. And it's great. It's great TV. And it's just like, it's like a train wreck. You can't stop watching.
I binge watched it on Friday. I started watching it on like around 6 p.m. on Friday. And I like finished the last episode on Saturday.
Okay.
And I was just like, what? And then I was like, okay, so there's a lot of scamminess to this show.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
To, you know, what goes on behind the scenes at these places. Mm-hmm. I was like, so, yeah, okay, this qualifies.
You have checked all the boxes. Let's go.
So.
I still have one more episode to go, by the way.
Oh, okay.
It's cool, though. I'm with it.
So, we're probably going to spoil this. If you haven't seen it.
Spoilers ahead.
Maybe this wants to, you know, maybe this will make you want to watch it. Maybe just watching other people's reactions to it on Facebook make you want to watch it, or even Twitter. I haven't been on Twitter in a while, so I don't know if they're talking about it there.
It just seems like it's going down
on Facebook.
Facebook.
But, so we've got a colorful cast of characters. Our main character is, Joe, God, what is his damn last name? It's a weird, it's,
Joel, Maldonado.
Schreivogel,
there it is.
So, Joe Schreivogel changed his name to Joe Exotic once he became this Tiger Man. Because people couldn't pronounce his last name. Mm-hmm. He would be like, is it Schreivogel? Is it Schreivogel? Whatever. So, he was like, Schreivogel. And, I mean, legally his name is still Schreivogel, but he goes by Joe.
He has three last names now.
Oh, yeah.
It's Schreivogel, Maldonado,
Passage.
Passage.
Yeah. Oh, poor
Travis.
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 Justin. Yes, poor Travis. Oh, anyway.
Can I talk about Travis? Like, if you guys have watched this.
We'll get.
You want to go in order? Can I just jump to Travis? Because if nobody's paying attention, they really don't care.
Well, he's not part of the... Well, he was scammed.
He was definitely... They all were scammed because, like, if you guys haven't realized... I mean, well, Brandy's going to tell you, but Joe Exotic is gay.
Joe Exotic is a gay man.
He's a gay man.
A gay man from Oklahoma.
And he's a redneck. Gay redneck from Oklahoma. And he marries this one guy who is clearly not gay to me in my
neither
eyes.
Neither of them are gay.
But he was showering them. He was sugar daddying them up. And yeah. They were like, I'll take a D. Mm-hmm.
Which is weird, right?
Yes.
Like, but you know what? I know, like, meth will make a person do whatever. Like, meth and heroin.
Those are
the two that will make a person do things that they would not do if they weren't on it.
And
taking a D is apparently one of them.
Yeah. But who knows if that was, if they were taking one or if they were.
I think they were slanging it to that guy.
Yeah. So, okay. We meet Joe, Exotic Joe, at his.
Joe Exotic,
yeah.
Exotic Joe.
At his place of business, which is the.
GW Zoo?
Yeah, the GW Zoo, which is where he's. How many tigers? How many cats? He has animals.
237, I think.
He's got tigers.
Ligers.
He doesn't have the ligers.
He has ligers? Yeah.
Because that other dude had ligers.
They all have ligers because they crossbreed them. Yeah. Alligators.
Okay. Yeah, he has alligators. He has a bear. Mm-hmm. He has monkeys.
Monkeys.
He's got all kinds of animals.
Greens, beans, potatoes, tomatoes.
Chicken, turkey.
Tigers. Ligers. You name it.
There is a big controversy about ligers, though, too.
Like, what is it? It's a tiger and a lion?
It's a tiger crossbred with a lion.
Okay.
And there's a thing where they're like, these animals don't survive because they don't have the same DNA. Like, these two animals do not have the same type of DNA structure.
They should not be alive. Okay.
And, like, I had watched something that said ligers are, you know, ligers are mythical creatures. Ligers should not exist. Like, if a liger is born, it usually dies within weeks. Mm-hmm. But they have full-grown-ass, big-ass freaking ligers.
Right.
So that's obviously not the case.
No, it's not the case.
Because, like, the video was, like, it showed these animals, these little baby animals screaming in pain. I was just like, why would they be showing this? I guess to deter people from trying to breed, like...
Well, that's good. And the sad thing, not the sad thing, but in the documentary, in the show, he was like, these cats keep crying. All they do is cry.
Those were just tiger babies.
They were just tiger babies. They're kittens. They sound like babies, though. Like, just crying for their mama.
Because they want their mother.
They're crying for their mom. It's so sad. They, like, separate them from their mother.
But, okay. So, anyway, this man somehow manages to... I didn't take notes on this because, like, it wasn't
going
until,
off
like,
the cuff. Go
the
ahead.
Middle of the show that I was like, this, I'm talking about this. and I still didn't take notes because I was making jewelry. But basically, he somehow he amasses this cavalcade of animals. He starts out by, like, performing at schools, taking them to schools, talking about the, you know, like, maybe for the DARE program or whatever, you know, telling kids not to do drugs. Because him going by himself to do it didn't work. So he took the animals to engage the kids with the animals.
Well, apparently...
Then that didn't work, so he got a magician. He started doing magic with the animals. And, like, that was his thing. He would go from these schools. He was also performing at, like...
Malls.
Yeah, like Tiffany going around to malls.
Okay, I think we're alone now.
And, you know, other...
All these tigers are dancing around.
Other venues to make money. That's
to make money.
To make money.
But the cats and the kittens and the cradles and the pups, people want to touch a baby tiger.
Do they, though? Because I'm not really interested in touching
them. I remember when I went to Cancun... in 2000, I think it was 2001, I turned 19 in Cancun. These kids in Mexico, they had, like, tigers. They're like, oh, do you want to take a picture with this tiger?
What kids?
Just random kids in the streets. We were, like, in the market buying shit, and someone was like, hey, do you want to take a picture with a tiger? And we're like, okay.
No? And that's like the painted donkeys that are supposed to be zebras in.
It was a big cat in Tijuana. That's exactly what it's like. But they just like approach you because they're just like, hey. And this is 2001. Yeah, they want to make money.
But
like,
that's not what he's doing.
But what they are doing is they're getting people who are like, oh, I want to pet that tiger. Oh, come with us. There's more. And then they seduce people and bring.
They
them
make
in.
You go somewhere.
I didn't go nowhere. It was me and Lisa, and I was like, no, we're not going anywhere. Thank you.
Come with us. There's more.
Like, if you want to see more tigers and kittens and this and that.
Well, again, okay, so.
I know.
Okay, so there's Joe Exotic. Then there is the villainess of the show, Carol Baskin.
Oh, Carol.
Who literally looks like your crazy aunt who... spent way too much time in South America doing ayahuasca and came back thinking that she was, like, a spiritual goddess.
I'm going to go with you on that, yes.
That's what she looks like. That's what she reminds me of. But her hair changes like 7 times in the show.
It's because it's the duration of the shot. But I'm just like, short hair, long hair, short hair, long hair. I'm
like, her hair is like short and blonde. Then her hair is black. Then her hair is red. Then her hair is... There's like a couple of interviews of her when she's like, he really wanted to kill me. Her hair was black or it was dark brown. Okay. And then there was parts where her hair is red and then her hair is long and blonde down to her butt. And I was just like, keeping up with her outfits, not her outfits, but like her hair, I was just like, it was distracting me. I was like, why is her hair, like literally 5 minutes ago, her hair was short and blonde.
That's the way they edited it, yeah. I know. Brandy's pissed.
Joe Exotic's hair was the same throughout the freaking show.
Oh, yeah. But what does change are his tattoos and his earrings, if you pay attention.
Yeah, he gets more tattoos.
More tattoos and more piercings.
Yeah.
Because, again, this was shot over a long period of time.
Like, at least 10 years.
At least.
We have a producer by the name of Rick Kirkman.
Yes.
Who hung out with Joe for, again, this period of years, who was going to do a reality TV show about this guy. And Joe Exotic had his own, like, TV channel. Like, his own web series, pretty much.
He's broadcast all over the world! On his website.
Yeah, but again, so did Carol Baskin. She had her own, too.
I know.
And her company, her zoo, basically, is called Big Cat Rescue.
Big Cat Rescue.
So she has cats, he has cats, and then there's this creepy dude who basically is a cult leader.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Baba Gaba Jubaju.
Kevin, yeah, it's Kevin Antle. Who goes by the name Bhagavan.
Bhagavan, that's it.
Which basically means Lord in, I don't know what language, Indian.
That
Hindu.
Was a cult, yeah, for sure.
It was a cult. He got amassed these women, wives, / girlfriends, made them get boob jobs, made them basically live with him, and at the time...
Sleep with him.
Yeah, sleep with him. At the time... She said they were living like in a trailer and there was rats and roaches everywhere.
Well, that's what they said about at Joe's place, but she did say it was garbage at there too.
Yeah, and like she said, she went to make herself a sandwich and there would be roaches all over her. It's
so gross.
He has a bunch of cats. His place is called Myrtle Beach Safari.
But he's so sneaky, though, like the way he's talking.
Gross. He's real gross.
And I love that they showed him like 100%, like, when he was trying to direct scenes and shit, and he was like, okay, do we got it? Do it like this, do it like that. And
he was gross. Like, I was just like...
I'm not going to say what's wrong with Jeff. Like, come on.
Yeah. So there's... And he's gross. Like, he is just gross. Also, the big scamminess of this is the fact that all of these places don't pay their employees.
Woo, they sure don't. Carol don't pay.
Carol, all her people are volunteers, so they don't even make a wage.
Nope.
So they have to go through all this training, mm-hmm. and they have volunteer rungs mm-hmm. that they have to climb.
It's like
2 years, 4 years, 5 years, 10 years.
I don't
years.
Even know them until they're here 5 years. Bitch, bye.
And their volunteer status is denoted by their shirt color.
Mm-hmm. It's stupid. It's very culty.
And I'm like, why is it that these people have to spend all of their time volunteering for your cat? Rescue, mm-hmm. quote unquote rescue, and what are they doing to make money? How are they making money then?
They aren't making money.
Exactly. So how are they supporting themselves?
They aren't. It's young and dumb people who are just like,
if you've been there for 10 years, that you've gone through all of these volunteer training programs
for what?
For no money.
I know, but for
she
what?
Doesn't pay them at all
to play with cats
because they're basically like that. Even interns get paid.
Yeah, well, I know Joe, for instance, pays his employees very well.
He pays them $150 a week.
And lets them sleep in a...
Trailer. They have trailers,
they sleep
too.
In trailers and they pick food out of the cat...
Out of...
The Walmart meat bin.
So, Walmart... But a lot of the times, though, that meat is... It's still good.
I get it, but come on. And he was making pizzas out of that shit.
Yeah, he started a pizza place.
God, he's gross.
He had a pizza restaurant.
The best pizza I'll make it right here. Cat meat.
So here's what. Walmart has a program, and they do this every, like, because there's churches that donate bread to grocery stores.
Yeah.
The
grocery stores donate the bread to the
it's the bread that's expired. So, like, when you get the stuff from the church, it has expiration dates on it, but it's still edible.
Right.
It's the sell-by date most of the time. But the Walmart donation program donates this meat to, like, I guess, zoos, companies that, you know, are going to feed the meat to animals.
Yes, to animals.
Anything that goes, like, if you take a turkey, not a frozen turkey, because the frozen stuff can go back, but any, like, a refrigerated meat item, like, say, some ground beef. You go, you get some ground beef, you doing all your shopping, your ground beef is in your cart, you take it to the cash register, the cashier says it's $1 more than you want to pay for it. You're like, I don't want that. Take it back. Walmart can't put it back on the shelf. So it goes into their donation pile. This happens more often than not. And a lot of times what happens is people who shop in grocery stores don't give a shit about the grocery store's merchandise. So they'll get meat and expirable.
Perishable goods.
Yeah, thank you. Perishable goods, like milk. And they'll set it on a counter, or they'll set it in an aisle that it doesn't belong. Like, I've seen meat in the cereal aisle just sitting there. I've seen milk that is supposed to be in the refrigerator section that's just sitting in the clothes area because some jerk decided he didn't want it and didn't want to go back and put it back. Mm-hmm. That also has to be disposed of, so it goes into the donation pile. Mm-hmm. Joe gets this meat, and he allows his employees to pick through it first before they give it to the chickens. Before they give it to the cats, the animals, basically.
To the tigers.
That's part of their, like, that's part of their wage. It's so wrong. It's that is disgusting. So they cannot live off of $150 a week.
Well, most of these people are grifters anyway.
They live in
transients.
Not grifters. They're transients. Grifters are scam artists.
Same thing. I'm kidding.
But what sucks about it is that these people, like, literally are trying to support. And he goes, so Joe goes to, like, bus stops, train stations where people who obviously just got out of jail or maybe down on their luck or homeless, whatever. He goes and offers them a job and a place to stay. And they take it because they don't have anything else. Mm-hmm. They just got out of prison. Who's going to hire them?
Exactly. Nobody.
So it's him.
It is him. And he's definitely taking advantage.
But, I mean, again, if I was in that situation, I would be like, yes, I'll do it. Like that lady. The lady he was talking to. You didn't see that part?
What lady he was talking to?
It showed him when he went to a bus stop. He said, because he'll get a call from somebody and be like, hey, there's this person over there at the bus.
Maybe
that lady with the short hair.
But is it the last episode, maybe?
No, the last episode, he's
in jail.
In prison, yeah.
Yeah, I see him in jail, but I don't see when he's going and approaching people. But
it's just this one lady that he talks to. She looks like a tweaker. Mm-hmm. And she looks like, you know, she's in need of some assistance. Mm-hmm. And he's like, so, you know, I got this opportunity. I have this cat farm or whatever the hell. And the lady's like, yeah, I'd like that. And so he gives her some cash. And she goes with him to GW Zoo. And
there it is.
Well, you know,
her job now. Travis's mom, his husband, worked for him.
Travis's mom's husband.
No, Travis's mom worked for Joe Exotic.
Well, okay, so Travis was from California. Mm-hmm. So this is what I didn't understand. He went over there to work for him because...
The mom was already working for him. So maybe he was like, oh, hey, mom, I'm here to visit. And then met this crazy cat guy and was like, hey, he's giving me weed and we're doing this and we're doing that. Might as well stay.
Okay.
And then he couldn't leave. Like, he kept him trapped there, you know?
Yeah, pretty much. But so, I didn't realize that she had worked for him. I thought she was just his mom that was just there.
She worked for him.
Oh, okay.
That's how he got, like, fuck you if you think you're going to be my fucking son. Fuck you.
They got married.
That's when those people, like, know that this guy ain't worth shit and they let their kids marry, like, some piece of shit.
Oh, well, okay. So, there was Travis. What was the other guy's name? John. John Finley was the John Finley, the one with all the tattoos and no teeth.
Oh, my, he had meth mouth. Can I fill up my... Do you want...
There's John Finley, who has meth mouth, who is also one of their husbands. They had a three-person wedding ceremony.
First husband.
Yeah. They weren't married first. They were together.
They were just together.
Then he asked if Travis could join their relationship, and then they had their wedding ceremony with all three of them.
Okay.
Okay, so then we get introduced to, like, some other people. Jeff Lowe, who ends up stealing the zoo from Joe.
I don't think he stole it, but maybe he did. I think it was a lot of a setup.
I think what happened was he conned him into basically handing it over. Like, he stole it, pretty much.
He stole the zoo.
He stole the zoo. Kelsey Saffrey, who gets her arm torn off.
Well, she eventually got it amputated.
Yeah.
But she did get fucked up.
Yeah, she got her arm torn off. The gate is what tore her arm off. But the cat had her, you know.
Yep.
Lauren, who is Jeff Lowe's wife. Then we meet Alan Glover, who works for Jeff, who apparently is contracted to commit a murder. There's, what's that other guy's name? That douchebag, James Gerritsen, who basically looks like, that guy was like, he is a walking Chucky doll.
He really is. The fucking snitch.
Yeah, the snitch.
Who has a lemur.
Joshua Dial, who was Joe's campaign manager, who was basically like the only sympathetic character in this whole show to me.
He was like, this was the worst job I've ever had.
who else is worth mentioning? Howard Baskin, Carol's husband, who is just, he seems like a gigantic idiot to me, who pretends to be a smart man. And by that, I mean, like, he's pussy-whipped.
Oh, gosh.
Dylan Passage, who ends up becoming Joe's third husband, and a couple other people. Tim Stark, who apparently he runs a wildlife in need, who he used to breed cats. Now he doesn't anymore.
They all used to breed cats.
There was two people that used to breed cats. Oh, and then that one guy,
the drug guy.
The guy that went to prison for smuggling drugs inside animals.
Trabu?
Yeah, Tabro.
Tabro.
It's French. Tabroe. He also has a bunch of cats and animals.
I feel like he said he killed people.
Yeah. He has security at his gate, and you cannot come in unless you have an appointment.
He's like,
don't F with me. Don't come on my property. He carries... Oh, so Joe Exotic carries a gun. I think Bhagavan Antle carries a gun. Like, three people on Joe Exotic's GW Zoo carry a gun. Carol Baskin does not carry a gun.
She should.
But she's... So basically, the basis of the story is Carol Baskin is after Joe Exotic because she is a cat rescue that doesn't pay her employees, that only has 12 cats, but her website boasts that she has 100 cats. Or more. 200?
Mom, do you want to say hi to the podcast?
Hey, podcast. What's up?
Hey, podcast.
Hello, listeners.
Hello, listeners.
Hello. So Carol Baskin has been trying to get GW Zoo shut down by, with the help of PETA.
Because, like, Joe does, like, you know, he takes the kittens from the mom, so he does a lot of kitten petting.
She does, too, though. Well, she doesn't have
cub,
any.
Cub petting.
Cub petting.
He sells cubs and tigers, which you're not supposed to do.
We'll get to that.
I'm just saying.
Because he didn't start doing that until later. Until he started to have to pay the bills.
He'd been doing it.
Well, they said that he didn't start doing it until after, but other people were doing this. This cub, the breeding. The breeding is the issue, apparently. But here's, again, and one guy did have a point. These are endangered species. These animals are endangered. So what better way to get their numbers up but than by breeding them? What the problem is that they're breeding them, and then they're killing them. Mm-hmm. That's the problem.
Yeah.
And that what I was just like, oh, my God, this is gross. So Carol Baskin has tons and tons and tons of money. Millions and millions of dollars. And a missing husband.
Dun, dun, dun.
And it's money that her husband had, and now it's hers. And he's missing.
And it's real suspect.
And he's been missing for a long time. And she threatened to kill her husband. And people are like, she killed him and fed him to the cats. And I'm pretty sure she probably did.
She's like, why would I put him in the meat grinder? That's so silly.
She's gross. Like, you don't feed ground meat to the cats. You feed them whole pieces. So that's part of it. Mm-hmm. Check the meat grinder. You don't need to check the meat grinder. Go find a
poop.
An axe.
No, go find some cat boo-boo and see what's in it.
They don't leave bones.
Oh, yeah, that's what they said. Like, their stomach will, like, just...
Their stomach... Because they eat... That's what they eat. They eat whole animals. Yeah, they eat impalas. They eat monkeys. They eat other, you know, other cows mammals. So, well, in the wild, they don't eat cows.
Yeah.
But in the wild, you know, they eat...
If it was a tiger in India, they'd eat a cow.
Large.
Because there's cows in India and there's tigers in India. So, I'm just saying. It happens, I'm sure. Sorry, go ahead.
I don't think there's wild cows in India.
I do.
I know that that cows are revered in India, but I don't believe cows are just running wild.
Well, I'm sure there's like a cow farm.
There might be a cow sanctuary, but Bengal tigers, which are from India, aren't just running around just snatching cows, or maybe they are. I don't know. I don't live in India.
I don't know. I don't live in India.
But, they, you know, so they're eating big-ass animals anyway. Mm-hmm. A lot of times they don't eat the bones, though, too. Like, they, you know, they'll eat the smaller bones. But, like, they're not going to eat a leg bone because they just get the meat off the bone. If it was a human, they might eat the bone because a human is much smaller than a cow. Mm-hmm. Or what do you call it? An impala. They had freaking white tigers. Mm-hmm. Like white tigers.
They're beautiful.
Snow leopards. These animals are super freaking endangered.
That's how the show started. Someone had a snow leopard in a van.
Uh-huh.
That's how it started.
And I was just like, no. Mm-hmm. Like, what?
The fuck? What are you doing? Yeah.
Yeah. I was just like,
you can just call yourself a zoo and then have all these fucking animals.
And then I was like, why don't they? Because, you know, like he was toward the end when he started running out of money because he kept fighting Carol Baskin in court, he was selling, and trying to hire somebody to kill her, he was selling animals. Mm-hmm. He was selling tigers, selling cats. And I was just like, why don't you donate them to the zoo? Well, because the zoo's not going to pay for them.
Nope.
The zoo, you know, will take a donation. But I was just like appalled at the fact that there are so many, like, zoos that would accept these animals. And they were literally putting bullets in their heads.
It's terrible. At least 5 tigers they found remains.
On his land.
On his land.
Bhagavan was just breeding and shooting. Once they got too old to pet, he would shoot them.
Oh my God.
It was disgusting. I was just like, that guy is going to hell.
With his blonde white hair.
He's gross.
He is gross.
Like, he is going to go down in history as one of the grossest men on the planet. He's nasty. Like,
you nasty.
That's why he had to seduce these women and make his little place a cult. Because you wouldn't want to sleep with him, like, just, you know.
For the hell of it.
Yeah, like, he's not, like, a person that you would seek out to sleep with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You ain't no, who's a hottie? Leonardo DiCaprio or Brad Pitt or whoever. Who is it now? What's his name? Harry Styles?
You ain't no, your mom's no Sharon Stone. Okay?
Exactly.
I'm flashing her shit around here like she's Sharon Stone.
So, basically, it gets to a point where Carol Baskin, and Carol Baskin ain't no joke. She just keeps, she...
Can I talk about Carol?
Go ahead.
So, Carol Baskin
is a... Bitch!
She is a...
We're safe from that bitch, Carol Baskin. Did you see that on Facebook?
Dude, yeah.
People marking themselves safe
from... Yeah.
She left her house when she was 15. Well, okay. Are you going to talk about her?
No.
Okay, ahead. I'll talk about her early life. Carol basically was raped when she was by a neighbor across the street. And her family were fundamentalist Christians. And they told her, well, if that happened to you, then you must have done something wrong. You asked for it.
Yeah.
So she couldn't stand to live there anymore. She left at 15, got married, had a kid. And then at the age of 17, oh, her husband was abusive, by the way. She had 2 kids. She had a daughter and a son.
So she had met Don Lewis when she was 17 because she had left her abusive husband and their first child. She was just walking the streets.
Crying.
And then he apparently approached her a couple times.
Will you get in my car?
You want to get in my car and talk? No, motherfucker, get out of here.
I don't know you.
He kept trying to talk to her because she was a young, pretty blonde girl. And he's like, here, hold the gun on me and then we can talk.
Yeah, he set the gun on the seat.
And she's like, okay, I'll get in the car and hold a gun on you. And then they slept together the first night they met. And then he left his family. He was a married man. He had two daughters. And he met Carol and left his family for her. And his ex-wife was like, he was a womanizer, but he never, you know, left. He was
never serious about any of
his tramps, except for this one. And so she meets him, and he's the one who had, he had a bunch of money. He had cats.
He was, obsessed with cats.
He was obsessed with, like, big cats and wild animals and endangered animals. And
because they're
he
was a status selling them. Symbol as
yeah,
well.
He was selling them. He was breeding them. And she was always there taking care of kittens. And he was cheating on Carol eventually.
Yeah.
And she was sick of it.
And was it Costa Rica?
Costa Rica, yep.
He wanted to move to Costa Rica because, again, it started to become illegal to have these cats and to sell them and breed them. He wanted to move. And basically it was a place where you could come, you could go pet little kitty cubs and, you know, walk around and see. The whole thing is gross. It's all gross.
Big cats on Easy Street.
Yeah, big cats on Easy Street. It's all gross. Every single one of these organizations, I don't give a crap if they call themselves a nonprofit, which is what she's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Carol Baskin, Big Cat Rescue, is supposed to be a rescue. It's supposed to be nonprofit. She's gross. Joe Exotic is gross. Bhagavan Antal is gross. All these cat people are freaking gross. Period. I don't support any of them. They're all gross. None of them are sympathetic characters. They're all gross, and they should be shut down. Period.
And they all feel like they're the one that's right.
Yeah, they all feel like they're doing the it for the one. Right yeah. reason. Yeah. And we're not abusing cats, and that was the thing. Like she was accusing everybody else of abusing cats. Meanwhile, her cats were in these small ass freaking cages, sticking their heads through little openings in the cages to drink water. It's gross. These idiot people going to Florida to see lining up at her freaking place.
Chef was there.
I think she's the best thing that's ever happened to. She's gross, and you're stupid.
You're not all stupid.
They're all dumb, because they think she's doing something special. She's not. She's disgusting. Her and her stupid husband. Did you see their wedding picture? What's his name?
Oh, when he's dressed up like a tiger?
He's dressed up like a tiger. She's got him on a leash. She's on the ground, and it's gross.
I did see that picture, yes.
So gross. I'm like, what are you doing? Ew.
This is appropriation.
It's just gross.
This is cat appropriation.
She doesn't pay her freaking employees. She killed her husband. Mm-hmm. And listen.
Look at, you're carrying the torch. Where is John Lewis?
Where is he? Where is he? He didn't leave. Oh, well, he told. I love her story.
He disappeared.
Well, he told me that he was going to go sell some cars in Costa Rica. So she told me, he told me
some cats.
Was it cars or cats? I think he was going to sell some cars.
I don't know. He flew there.
He was supposed to go. He was supposed to,
get some cats.
It was cars.
Okay.
He was supposed to be getting some fucking cars, which was weird. And he was supposed to, he told me to get his bags ready. And he was supposed to be going. They found his car at the airport.
Yeah.
But the keys were still in it.
Maybe somebody snatched his ass up out of there.
She drove his car to the freaking airport. Let's be honest here. This was before DNA testing was like a thing. She says her story is that he was supposed to be going to get some cars, and she told what's-his-face, the guy, whatever his assistant's name was, to get his stuff together, told her to get his bags ready, said, I'm going early, early, early. And she kept saying early, early, early.
Early, early. He was very obsessed with it. Early, early, early.
He's going early, early, early. And that was the last time I saw him.
As long as you keep the story the same, even though it's a bold-faced fucking lie, as long as you're consistent.
It's a stupid story. And she was like, ee-hee-hee. She didn't hold a memorial for him, which a lot of times family members who okay, so it takes 5 years to have a missing spouse declared dead.
Mm-hmm.
She did it at 5 years and one day.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't hold a memorial for him, which is what any bereaved wife would do. At least hold a memorial. for your family, have an empty casket.
Well, yeah,
for his family, whatever.
His assistant, the woman who was like his right hand, she was just like, she didn't even have that. I could have, you know, I needed that closure.
Nothing. She did not give two shits.
It was very selfish. Because
she freaking killed him. She killed him. She chopped him up. She freaking fed him to the cats. Mm. Prove me wrong.
Where's the lie detected at? Where's the lie? Where?
Prove me wrong. Mm-hmm. So she's chasing after Joe, because Joe really is antagonizing the shit out of her.
Joe is up her ass.
She made a music video about her killing her husband.
But guys, that's the thing about this show. If you guys haven't watched it or you're like not even interested, we understand. But like, Joe hates Carol, and he is attacking her.
Because she's attacking him.
Because she's attacking him. And Carol
tit for tat.
Hates him because he's...
He has cats.
He's dragging them around. He's breeding. He's doing all kinds of shenanigans. And they are just at each other's necks. And he's like, you killed your husband. And she's like, well, stop letting people pet your cats.
Yeah, because they're like, we don't touch the cats. Mm-hmm. We don't touch them. Mm-hmm. They're a whole. They're hands off. So when all her cats are dead now, because she has 12. When all her cats are gone, because remember, she's got a cat memorial. Like, mm-hmm. a whole thing with plaques and shit. Oh, we buried him and we buried her and blah, 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 blah. What are you going to do with your big cat rescue? She wants his cat.
Oh, all the caskets that are out there. Oh.
She wants his cats. Oh. She wants to be the only person in the country that has cats.
Yeah, right.
Basically is what her goal is. That's what it is. And you can see that in her... she's gross. She's gross. They're all gross. Like, honestly, I'm not on Joe's side. I like Joe's tactics, though. Joe's funny. Joe ran for president.
Oh, my God.
On a libertarian ticket. He then ran for governor of Oklahoma on a libertarian ticket. People ate up his nonsense.
They really did. Like, he ran for governor, and he got, like, 19% of the vote of the Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. But they said, like, go ahead, continue.
He was very flamboyant. Mm-hmm.
While he was campaigning, he was looking for someone to take out Carol. That was his thing.
At the same time?
Yeah.
Because he didn't start doing his campaign until, I mean, Jeff Lowe wasn't in the picture when he was campaigning.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he had just come in the picture.
So Jeff Lowe is this guy who apparently his parents ran, his father.
It wasn't Ringling Brothers, but it was something along that line.
Yeah, like the Ventura Circus was in Cal City last week. And nobody went because...
Why?
Because everything is shut down.
They should have put that fucking circus away. It's fucking...
Well, they're not allowed to have animals anymore in California at the circus, so...
Oh, good.
Unless it's, like, small, like, I think monkeys, maybe. But, like, elephants? Nope. You're not allowed to have them anymore. They set up at the park, so it was not a big, gigantic circus, the Ventura Circus. But the circus that he had... But apparently his family ran a circus. But, again, he... Eventually, it turns out, is just a con man. He's a grifter. He's a true grifter.
Yeah, he is.
He's a true grifter. He rolled into town, you know, flashing cash, money. Yep. Cars, yeah. A wife that him and his wife like to do threesomes with chicks.
They like to swing, and they bring girls in by enticing them with baby tigers.
Yeah, basically, you know, I've got these cats. You want to pet them?
And he said, you bring in the little pussy, and you get more pussy.
Yeah.
Disgusting. Disgusting. And his wife was just standing there.
Like, yeah.
You dumb bitch. You're so stupid.
They're gross. All of them. They're all just gross.
But apparently Jeff Lowe got in trouble for that, for taking kittens inside of...
Because, yeah, he's sneaking kittens inside of hotels in Vegas. Vegas. Listen, they already have their own cats. They don't need any more. So they moved to Vegas at some point, him and Lauren.
Lauren.
And so they had their own place. I don't understand why he would need to sneak cats into hotels, but whatever.
To hook up with bitches. That's what the bitches
are. They couldn't bring him to their house. He has his own house.
He rented that house. They leased it. Ugh. And they had tigers there, too.
Yeah, and they tried to do a tiger bus. Remember that? Mm-mm. So they had tried to start a company where you could actually go on the bus.
And get killed by a tiger.
Yes!
You want to get on this bus and die?
He said it was a bad idea. He said that idea went down to Flimsy. It was a bad idea.
I bet it was.
Yeah. So basically, it was like, it was called Tiger Tours or Tiger something. Basically, it was a party bus.
No.
And you could pet a bus. You could rent the like, you know, big old bus with stripper poles, and there would be two tigers on this bus. And people could rent it and roll around Vegas with tigers on their bus. Mm-mm. It didn't work out. It was a bad idea.
Rawr. So at some point, you're all drunk and you're trying to pet a tiger and it rips your fucking face off. Good luck with that.
That's such a liability. Like, I don't see any company, any, like, insurance company insuring this venture. Like, that's just a bad idea.
Tiger butt.
It's a liability. And they're going to own your company. Like, so.
You're going to kill people. People are going to get mauled.
Yes. And the bus driver would be the one to, like, literally jump off the bus and close the door behind him. And then you guys are screwed.
Tiger bus.
Yeah. So, Jeff Lowe is a shady character. He has,
but his cut, like, his mustache stays fresh. Like, he cuts that thing every day, lined up every day.
Well, Jeff Lowe comes with a cast of characters of his own because, his friends are this James Gerritsen walking Chucky doll person and Alan Glover, because somehow, that's what Joe was doing to try to throw off Carol and her legal team. They would keep transferring the zoo to different owners. They bankrupted his parents.
Because it's so fucked up.
Joe basically made them sign papers taking over ownership of the zoo. So the lawyers went after his parents. They tried to take their house, pretty much, like all their furniture. They were like, we're going to take your furniture. Joe's parents got on his show begging for help because they had no money. They bankrupted them because Joe basically scammed his parents.
Mm-hmm.
So Jeff and him decide that Jeff's going to take over ownership, which again was this transfer of ownership. That's how he ended up with the business, with the thing, but he didn't give it back.
Okay. Oh, you want this back? This is mine now, son.
Yeah. And so, because Jeff apparently was supposed to have had the money to basically fight these people. And so, meanwhile, Joe is trying to hire a hitman. And Alan, first of all, Alan hates him.
He hates him.
What did he call him?
Like, he was talking all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
But I think with him, Alan, like, he wanted to fuck him. And by that, I mean,
he said that. He said this was to fuck him over.
This is to fuck him over. And that was like, he was like, yeah, sure, I'll kill her.
Yeah.
But
I'll cut her head off.
I'll cut her head off. What do you want? And you know, Joe's like, really? He's like, yeah, sure, I hate you. Whatever. Just give me some money. And then Jeff was like, you know, go along with it. Keep going. And I think Jeff brought Alan in to, you know, hey, this is my shooter. He'll get it done for you. And then Alan's like, I've worked for so many people, and this guy takes the cake.
He was rude. And that was the thing. He was rude. He would call people all kinds of names over the walkie-talkies. Mm-hmm. He was like,
and he had those cameras rolling, and he would put on
a show.
Exactly.
He was crazy. Yeah. He got a big head.
So big.
He started power tripping when what's his face? The producer guy came in. And it got to... It got to the point Rick Kirkman was like, or is it Kirkman? Kirkham. Rick Kirkham was like, I can't do this anymore.
Fuck
like,
this guy.
Because Joe, again, being Joe, basically hired somebody to set fire to the area where all the camera equipment was.
So Joe was being investigated. He had like,
he was a paranoid person.
He was very paranoid from Jump Street. But what had happened was...
I knew you guys were all spies!
This guy's name was Rick, right?
Rick.
Rick was like, I own all of the footage for the show and everything from your internet show. That footage belongs to me. And he was like, you don't own me! He was like, yeah, motherfucker, actually, I do own you.
Because he was like, oh, well, you're fired. He tried to fire him.
Yeah, and he was like, I own the footage. Like, all of this stuff is mine.
Your show, because you hired me as your producer.
And it was in his paperwork, exactly. Right. And so then there were also some investigating going on because I think they tried to subpoena his computers and his records for some other BS. And all of a sudden, there's a fire and everything is lost.
Oh, yeah. And so Rick was like, I can't. Like, he said he like had a nervous breakdown.
And he was like, I got my dog and I left.
He had a nervous breakdown. But look, he was entertained while the show was going on.
Well, yeah, because he was like, this is going to sell. And the funny thing is, like, it's not that easy. Like, you and I or anybody or any person can go and create a show and put it together, but it has to be in the right format. This has to be done. That has to be done. You have to work out deals. And it's a long
process. It has to be watchable. First of all, it has to be watchable. No, and that's a lot of things. Like,
they don't care. Honestly, Brandy, the shit that they put on television, on you know, different streaming platforms, it's the platform that decides what they want on there. And if they're, you know, impressed or mesmerized or whatever, or this fucking Tiger King, it's a hit. Like, you can't not watch it. And it's so bad, it's good. And true crime is in right now. We ain't got nothing else to watch, so.
Well, because he's an entertainer. Like, honestly, he's the type of, like, I started watching this show and I didn't stop. Because it's, like, it's a train wreck that you cannot look away from.
Yeah, you're right. I've been watching it.
And people watch his show on the internet or whatever probably because of that. Because honestly,
and the shit that he does.
But I'm not supporting you financially. I'll watch your shit, though, because you're hilarious. But I'm not giving you money for your shenanigans with tigers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but his show was really based around Carol. And yeah, his hate and his disdain for her. And what he wanted to do to her.
He shot a Carol doll. He shot, like, his... He was like, they're going to take my this, they're going to take my that. He blew it up.
He blew up all his stuff.
Yeah, so he was doing... But yeah, it was a lot. He made country albums about her.
Dude, these albums, these videos, these music videos, wow. I was like, he can sing. That boy can sing.
Girl, that's auto-tune.
That boy can sing.
That's auto-tune. Because he got a voice. His voice sounds like this.
And he sounds like this, singing his song.
But Michelle A's voice changes when she sings, too, so who knows.
Everyone, like, even British people sound English. Like, British people sound American when
they
sing.
That's accent. I'm talking about, like, actual, like, pitch and tone.
My cat is gone.
He sounds like Toby Keith. When in reality,
he sounds like freaking Colonel
Sanders.
But he probably puts on that voice, too. That voice like that. But when he sings,
no. So we get to see a lot of shenanigans. His husband Travis, unfortunately.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. So Travis was a dramatic person. Running around on the thing, like, he would point guns at people.
That's not cool.
Not at all. He would point guns at people. He would point guns at himself. He did all kinds of stuff. And, like, there was a scene where he's like, I'm gonna have my last cigarette before I die. And he takes a rifle out and he's like sitting on the ground smoking a cigarette in the middle of the grass. And they're like, and they were laughing about it. It's the last cigarette before he dies. So. I don't even know what the time frame between that and, like, what actually happened.
He was definitely crying out for help. He would say that he would try and talk to Joe, and Joe wouldn't care. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't listen. And so...
And there was probably some depression.
There was a lot of depression. There's not enough weed around here. Like,
yeah.
WTF.
And drug addicts...
And he was doing meth, too.
They battle with depression. Yeah. So he goes into the office where our only sympathetic character. His
campaign manager, who was actually used to...
Josh.
He used to work at the guns and ammunition.
Yeah, he had worked at a... Was it...
A gun store.
Was it a gun store or was it a Walmart with the gun in the gun
store? I'm not really sure, but he was selling Joe ammunition every day.
Every day, Joe would come in and buy ammunition because Joe, again...
He was like, I'm buying what I can legally and look what I can do. I can blow this up.
Yeah, there was some... There's something that's available in Florida that is ammo that explodes on impact.
Yeah, it was... I want to call it nitrate.
Something, yeah. Something nitrate. Mm. But why do you need
I'm all tanzanite, something like that.
Tanzanite is a blue stone.
No. Tiger King. Exploding.
Anyway, so Travis goes into the office where Josh is, and he points a gun at him. Josh is like, you know that's not cool. You know I don't like having guns pointed at me. Why are you doing that? Travis is like, well, this is a Ruger, and you know, a Ruger won't fire if it doesn't have a clip in it. So he sits down, and he's playing around, and he's like, see? puts the gun to his head and blows his fucking brains out. Josh, and literally, it's like a whole, like, minute and a half, he's his hands to his face, and he's in shock, mm-hmm. because what the fuck just happened? And you're watching this, like, and luckily, like, it doesn't show the actual, like, what happened to Travis, it just shows, Josh's reaction, because the camera was on him and not on Josh. I mean, not on Travis. And he's like, dude, stop playing. But he's not playing. He's dead.
It's sad. I wasn't expecting that.
I don't think anybody was. I wasn't
expecting that at all.
Because I was just like, what? You know, you're watching it with him, kind of. Even though you don't see the impact. You just see his face. So, you know, like, there's some real moments. Like, and it's not just all everybody's acting, blah, blah, blah. There's some super real moments that are just like, wow. I bet Josh has nightmares.
I bet he's traumatic. Like,
it is very traumatic. And why he chose to do that in front of him.
Messed up.
It's so wrong. Like, why him? Why him? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And he's probably saying the same thing. Why me? Why did he do this in front of me? So, Travis passes away. John, the other husband, gets a girl knocked up and goes off and marries her.
The front desk girl.
Because neither one of them were gay. Travis wasn't gay. Nope. John wasn't gay. Neither of them were gay, but they were in it for the meth.
He was like, they were in it for the meth and they were in it for the stuff. Like, he was buying
trucks and guns. Trucks
and guns, yeah. And meth. Like, why wouldn't I stay in this relationship? I have all the meth I need. I've got guns. I've got trucks. Like, what else? What else do I need? Mm-mm.
But he had his name tattooed on his, like, pelvis. It said,
Joe Exotic, property of Joe Exotic.
Yeah. I mean, that's just like, really, dude? Why?
Hold my pocket.
Teabag.
Hold my pocket. Hold it right here.
Yes. That is a total freaking Prison Break teabag situation.
Hold my pocket.
Okay, so meanwhile, Carol is being Carol. And it trips me out, though, because she never, she doesn't even, they never get a shot of her being flustered.
She is high as a kite.
They never get a shot of her, like, being upset. She's always just like this. When she's talking about her dead husband, she's just like this. When she's talking about Joe Exotic, she's just like this.
These threats have been real.
When she's talking about her cats, she's just like this. When she's talking about her employees, she's just like this.
What employees are all volunteers?
And I'm just like, you are a dirty bitch. That's a dirty bitch. The facade never comes off.
That's a dirty bitch.
The facade never comes off. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, probably behind the scenes, she's raging and throwing shit. And freaking probably, like, beating people.
Or crying or scared.
No, she's not. Because she killed her husband. A bitch that can kill her husband and chop him up into pieces or have somebody else do it. And you know she was probably standing there watching when they did it. She is a person that will destroy a room and then come out and be like, I'm good now. Let's roll.
So, Book of Life podcast.
Yeah, she's the... She's a liar.
She's one you gotta watch out for. Yeah?
She's a liar. Yes. She's the one that you're like, oh, damn. She got all kinds of secrets and whatnot.
Skeletons.
Because she was like, everything that happened to me in my life, you know, I know that I wouldn't be the person that I am if that never happened. You know? And she talks about, like, you know, she was raped by somebody. And she doesn't freaking blink. She doesn't flinch, shows no emotion. You know how most people are like, oh my god, this happened to me when I was 12, and like I had to leave my house because I just couldn't take it anymore. She literally is like, you have no emotion over this. Granted, yes, I understand it was like 80 years ago that this happened, but still, it's still something that impacts you. You know, you don't move through life being unfreaking affected by this. So it's just one of those things where you're like, oh, she's crazy. You can see it. You can see the crazy on her. Mm-hmm. It's in her eyes. Just look at them.
She do got crazy eyes, though, on the real, on the real.
So, okay, anyway, so Joe has had a, is trying to hire a hitman. Alan is like, yeah, I'll do it for you. And he ends up paying Alan $3,000. The deal was $5,000. He pays him $3,000. Alan's like, okay, he's supposed to drive to Florida to go cap this bitch. And instead, he drives to North Carolina.
He's like, I'm over this bullshit.
Right, or is it South Carolina? South Carolina. He drives to South Carolina and goes to the strip club. And goes, you know, home. He's from South Carolina, apparently. He goes home. And the walking Chucky doll calls him. He's like, hey, man, where you at? Where you at? He's like, oh, you know, I had to go home for a while. And he was, but he was supposed to be doing this dirty deed. The FBI knows all about this, but they didn't know that he had been paid.
Yeah.
So they could have arrested Joe on at this time for paying Alan to go and kill Carol, but they didn't know that Joe paid Alan, so
they could have arrested his ass a long time ago.
Yeah. So basically, he gets off scot-free without any suspicion, because right now it's just rumors. It's all rumors.
Hearsay.
Yeah. He said this, and, you know, so they need proof. They need a transaction. There was supposed to be a, there was an undercover agent that they were supposed to try to get him to hire.
Mm-hmm.
But was the price was too high or something?
He went through the whole process with them and, like, sent him.
He never gave him money.
Right.
He never exchanged funds. So, there was that. Meanwhile, Jeff was in on it. Jeff Lowe, the man who stole the zoo, was in on it. They were trying to get him arrested. Jeff was on freaking probation, though. He shouldn't have even been dealing with the cops. Like, you're not supposed to have any type of interaction with the any law enforcement when you're on probation or parole. What else?
You should watch it. That's what, yeah. That's the list. Like, you know, we're not going to just break it down, like, blow by blow, play by play. But if this shut-in, this virus, the shelter in place, and whatever your situation is, wherever you are, if you need something to take your mind off of this, turn on Netflix and watch Tiger King.
Yeah, because literally, like, I was not thinking about anything. Well, I was making jewelry while I was watching it, too, so a couple of scenes did get past me. But, yes, there, it's like one of those things where you're not even thinking about, oh, I can't go outside. Well, you can go outside, but I can't go anywhere. I can't be hanging out with my friends or at the bar.
You don't want to. You want to watch Tiger King.
Yeah. Like, grab your bottle of wine or your bottle of vodka or whiskey or whatever your preference is and sip it. Don't down it. Sip it as you watch this whole shit show unravel.
Because it's the best.
Insane. But you cannot take your eyes away from it. What am I looking at? Is this a stabbing happening here? I'll hold my pocket. I was like, somebody being stabbed?
No, I just posted it.
Yeah, like, it's one of those things where, like, and the scamminess of it, you, like, take a drink every time you hear, like, you hear something that sounds super scammy. Because we didn't even talk about Bhagavad, like, his thing. Like, he pays his girls, but he pays them, like, $100 a month or something.
This and is he's less like, than if Joe. You want more money or you want to move up, you should get on this dirt.
Yeah, basically, like, you're a scumbag until you sleep with me. That's what one of the chicks who escaped him said.
Mm-hmm.
You're a scumbag until you sleep with me.
Mm-hmm.
He likes virgins. He's disgusting. And then you just the girl that was dressed as the tiger with the big old boobs dancing. Mm-hmm. I was just like,
why is this happening?
Like, what?
What is going on?
Yes.
What's happening?
I was like, this can't be a children's birthday.
And people are about it. Like, how he had that monkey party for his, like, for his Instagram or for his website or whatever.
Yeah.
He was like, nobody's delivering this type of content. Nobody's delivering the content.
It's they were chimps.
A chimp party.
It was a chimp party. He's like, get too close
and they'll rip your face off. Hee 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 hee.
A 5-year-old chimp party. Like, it's gross. So gross. Mm-mm. He's gross. Like, and listen, okay, people have chimps, but they treat their chimps like children. They don't use them as props for Instagram.
Well, he's using them for props for Instagram. Hold my pocket and watch these monkeys. It's like, it's so much. It's so,
it
so
is.
Much.
It's like a lot of, and you're just, and the whole time you're like,
the fuck is
everybody in this show is just
fugazi.
They are disgusting. disgusting. They're horrible people. They're horrible. All of them. They're all horrible people.
The beautiful people. The beautiful people.
They're all gross. The only people that really aren't, like, gross are, like, the reporter that was, like, talking about, you know, covering the shenanigans, the, you know, the news about it. And, like, but it was, like, the cops are stupid. The FBI is dumb. Like, it's so stupid. It's just like...
Oh, and it wasn't even... It was fish and game. I was like, oh, I could be a fish and game cop.
Fish and game wardens.
I'm sure they deal with, like, some real sick people because they deal with people who, like, are smuggling animals and have, like, exotic animals that they're not allowed to have. I'm sure they come across some real killers because those are the people that seem to be around these tigers and want these large cats.
Listen, they showed Shaquille O'Neal, yeah, who has animals... Who has big cats? Why do you need those, Shaq? We already know that.
Because you can pay for them, that's why.
We already know Mike Tyson has a tiger.
Yeah.
It's just, like, these celebrities, it's like, again, it's a status symbol. Oh, well, I've got a tiger.
And?
Why?
I've got a car.
What do you have a tiger for? Don't you know they're endangered? What are you doing? Why don't you release your tiger back into the wild of Africa or...
Okay.
Or
can I put a pin in this?
Whatchamacallit?
Did you see that fake post? It was totally fake news. But that Putin, like, released a bunch of tigers and lions.
Yes, I saw
so
that.
So people wouldn't, like, leave their homes.
They would stay inside.
Yeah, I thought that would have been the funniest shit ever.
It was hilarious.
I said to Kendall, I was like, hey, Kendall, did you hear that they released a bunch of tigers and lions in Russia? She's like, what? I was like, let me Google it. And it was, like, fake. I was like, darn it.
Yeah, Snopes. If you ever want to know if something's fake news, go to Snopes.
It would have been hilarious if it was real.
You're funny. You thought it was real.
I knew it was fake, but it would have been great.
But it's funny because that's basically what it takes for people to stay their fucking ass in their house. Like, people are still out in groups, like in droves. Not even like two people or four people. They're out in, like, they're trying to party. Or they're, you know what I mean? Like,
or all those fucking spring breakers who,
yeah, that happened.
Contracted
corona and took it home to their families.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, man. Because they're geniuses. Dumbasses. You guys are in college. You guys are stupid.
And they should know better.
They should know better. But you know what? Selfishness has no bounds. Selfishness does not matter how smart you are. Does not care how smart you are. You're a selfish person, and you're going to go out and do selfish things. And again... There's a post that says the type of person that goes out while there's a quarantine that hangs out, or, like, you know, trying to go out while there's a quarantine is the type of person that would hide a zombie bite. And that's exactly right. They would hide a zombie bite. I would have to kill them.
And kill all of you.
I would have to kill them.
Or a few of you.
They would hide a zombie bite. They would hide a vampire bite, like, on freaking From Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh, yeah.
Sex machine.
He was hearing voices.
Sex machine hit his bite.
Sex machine.
Until he turned. He's the reason that the freaking door got blasted open.
Off of the titty twister.
Yeah.
Come on, sex machine.
And all the freaking bats came flying in because of him.
I'm going to post that right now. That's the best.
So
don't be hiding those bites, bitches. Okay.
We know who you are.
The cough.
They're the ones that would go in the store and cough on all
you
the shit.
You got a cough. You can't breathe.
Look.
You're having trouble breathing, shortness of breath, fever. You sick.
They'd be in the store coughing. Covering their hands with their mouth.
I mean, touching everything.
Their mouths with their hands.
Touching everything.
You take that home to your family now.
Thanks a lot, you son of a bitch.
Losers.
You cannot sit with us. Period. All right, Brandy, so what's your thumbs up for the week?
My thumbs up for the week is that I'm bringing magic back.
These wands are legit. Tell me more.
So yesterday I was like, we need some magic. We need some magic. We need to conjure up something to make this shit go away.
Yeah, for real.
To make it better. Make it just stop. Make it end. Let's vanquish this coronavirus. So I created a wand to vanquish the virus. I don't know if I want to make more of these just because it has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And it's actually, I was going to put, this was supposed to be chakra and I missed one. I missed a bead. So all the chakra colors aren't here.
Dahlia.
But, it's still a fun little wand anyway. So, but I am making little wand pendants for those of us who would like to have a little bit of of magic around our necks. And they are going to be available in my Etsy store for $18. They are...
Or you can message Brandy directly on her page at Geo of Grace.
Gemstone or scepters. They're wands or scepters. So you can call it a scepter, you can call it a wand, you can call it whatever you want. It's a little scepter, a little wand, and it'll have a gemstone bead and copper. I might do some silver, but there'll be more. Because royalty carries scepters and magic beings carry wands. So if you're not a magic being, but you're royalty, queen, king, whatever you want to call yourself, princess, countess, member of the court, then that's, you know. But that's my my thumbs up is magic. I'm going into this week with magic. What's your thumbs up?
I have been growing bok choy in my laundry room, and it's going to be warm this coming
week. Is it the seedlings or sprouted?
I started them from seeds, and they're seedlings now. And they're feeling really strong and hardy, and it's going to be warm this coming week. So I'm going to be in the garden. I'm going to be planting bok choy.
I'm not supposed to be in the 70s. You're going to be planting bok choy. That's all you have in there is bok choy?
And I have some peppers, and I have some cucumber and tomatoes.
But how big are these cucumbers supposed to get?
I think they're like the pickling ones.
But you can put them in a salad?
Yeah.
Are they like the Asian? They're not the Asian ones.
I got them Chinese from the cucumbers. No, they're not. They're regular cucumbers. They're called munchers. They're the muncher cucumbers.
Okay, so they're little. They're little.
More gardening. And I just, Kendall's like, why are you planting so many seeds? I'm like, girl, don't you know, like, we're going to have to start growing our own damn food in a minute. Like, We don't know what's going on. People are going to be coming to us for food. And we've got all this space, and my thumb is green, and all these seeds call to me. And I just have to plant them and grow them and nurture them and, you know, get them started.
So do you want to hear something that's a little bit funny?
Yep.
I don't really go on Facebook that much, but this like last couple of days I've been on Facebook a lot just because people are hilarious. Mm-hmm. This one person, her name is Filomena Catarino. She says, listen, guys, we have to remain calm with all of this isolation thing. There are people going insane. Seriously. I was just saying that while I was having my coffee moments ago to the microwave and the kettle, and we all agree. I won't say anything to the washing machine because she spins everything around, and I feel like the fridge is very cold and distant nowadays. So, are you having trouble deciphering what I'm saying?
Okay.
So basically, when it comes down to losing your mind and talking to your appliances, the mic and the kettle are warm enough for you to, microwave and the kettle are the people that you should talk to and stay away from the fridge and the washing machine.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you know, we need to, let's keep our humor about us.
Right.
Some people are trying to be funny and they're just not. And like, and I'm not going to mention this stupid post that I saw that was just like dumb and you're not funny, but there's people out there that are still trying to lift spirits and, you know, make you laugh. And if you're having a hard time, unfriend the people that you know are, like, just total trash bags about the situation.
And they just suck the life out of you.
Yeah, they do. And it's like, it sucks. We know it sucks. We don't need you to tell us it sucks. Why don't you try to add a little bit of levity to your life? Because you'll probably live longer. And, you know, make some people smile. So, that's all I have to say about it. We're still, you know, physically distancing. The governor said it's not social distancing that we're doing because we're still social people. We're all on social media, so that's still social. But we're physical distancing, trying to keep 6 feet away from each other. I saw one thing that was like these women who like got together for morning coffee, and they were all in the backs of their own minivans. They parked at least 6 feet away from each other in a circle at a parking lot at the park And they were in a circle, so they could all communicate.
I like that.
They were all at least 6 feet apart, and they're, you know, sitting in their minivan trunks. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is for people who have minivans. You can't do this with my car.
I got to get the Traverse. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so, I mean, people are finding ways, and that's all fun and dandy. They don't have to actually be within 6 feet of each other to have a, you know, a morning coffee at least together. So, you know, find a way to do that. We did a happy hour. A Zoom happy hour.
That was so fun.
That was very fun.
That was fun. Like, honestly, on the real, like, you know, we were invited by a friend, and it was, like, all black women. I was like, hell yes, yeah, I love this. We were just talking about stuff that, you know, as black women and women and this pandemic and moms and workers and whatever we was talking about, we were talking about.
Yeah.
But we all had, like, you know, a certain commonality. We were women and we were black women.
Yeah. And it was just, you know, it was a good time. We were, and it was people that weren't, you know, we're not all in the same vicinity. Some mm-hmm. people were on the East Coast.
Yep.
Some people were in the South. And they made time. Mm-hmm. Made time to get on, have a drink. Some people just had water, whatever. And it was good. You know, it was a good time. So even if you're like, and listen, I don't even have a large friend group because I am a loner. I'm antisocial most of the time, but that was a good time. So, even if you know one person, that one person probably knows two people who probably know four, and blah 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 blah.
It's not about It's not about who you know. It's about who you know and who they know.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So like, we know each other now, right, guys? Right. You've connected with us on social, right?
Seriously. And if you guys want to do like a gathering of the minds or whatever, another happy hour, you know, send us an email.
Slide through that. Yeah, bookoflifepodcast@gmail.com. Or, I mean, right now it's super tough out there. And if you just want to talk to somebody and you want someone to respond to you, send us an email at bookoflifepodcast@gmail.com. Or, you know, you could send us a message. Don't just say hi because I don't respond to that. I really don't. I'm sorry. I don't just respond to hi or hello. Say something.
Hi, this is John Edwards or whatever.
You said, like, we could talk. Let's talk. Okay, let's talk. How are you? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, because dudes be like, hi. Hey.
They're creepy.
No. No.
What? Look, WYD. No, thank you.
What are you doing? So if you've sent me a hi and you're a dude W-Y-D. And I did not respond to you, I won't respond to you. Give me more communication. Okay, stop it. And we're just saying, we're all in the same boat right now. We're all in the same situation. We might be at different places in this situation or different, you know, points of being or whatever.
Okay, maybe you're in the denial phase. I'm in the acceptance phase.
I'm in the acceptance phase right now. Like, last week, I was in the I'm scared, I don't know what to do, I'm anxious, I'm overwhelmed phase. But this week, I'm feeling really good, and I'm looking forward to moving forward in this fucking shit. Because everything's going to change. I hope healthcare, they still call me and send my, you know, I don't got to go in there and you can just talk to me over the phone and you can just call my prescription. I'm with that. You know what I'm saying? That's nice. But things have changed, and we're all in this together, and you just need to look out for yourself, look out for your neighbor, and don't be a selfish piece of shit.
Pretty much.
Okay?
So don't be that.
Don't be that. We love you guys, and thank you for listening if you've listened this far. And hey, I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brent Fleeks.
And this was Book of Lies. The Tiger Podcast.
The Tiger King Pod.
That damn bitch, Carol Baskin.
Oh my God, she's awful. She's awful.
They're all awful.
Yeah, they are.
Bye.